I recently interviewed Penny Wolin for the Documentary Photographer podcast, and specifically we spoke about her project called Descendants of Light. Here's an excerpt in which she explains about the project.
Well, the project is called Descendants of Light, American Photographers of Jewish Ancestry. And ever since I was very young, I was raised in Wyoming, which is the least populated state in the United States. But we always subscribed to Life magazine and Look magazine. And as a child, I had a pretty strong visual sense. And I would look at the photographs in those magazines, and somehow I read the bylines. I understood that, you know, Philippe Hausman made many of the images and the covers, and the Kappas were involved with it. And so I understood that they were Jewish. I then went on to photography school in Southern California, Art Center College of Design, which is the leading photography school in the United States. And again, I not only studied many of the great portrait fashion documentary photographers in the country, they were Jewish. The people I was going to school with, the really good ones, they seemed to be Jewish. So I then went on and I've had a very full career with many different iterations. I did a lot of work in Hollywood with personalities and actors, writers, celebrities, always portrait work. And then I started to take a look at Jewish culture in my documentary work, because in America, this is really a great time for Jewish culture, for the civilization of Jews, and for their expression of being whoever they want to be. And I produced a project that was funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and exhibited at the Smithsonian Institution, and that was about the Jews of Wyoming. And after that, I really wanted to stay with using my abilities to do this documentary work. And I started to interview and photograph other photographers, not really knowing where it would go. You know, a good project starts out with just, gee, what's here? What's under this rock, or what's around this corner, or what's going on? And then if it's a good project, then you'll keep going with it. It will get deeper and more complex, and there will be more points of entry into different ideas. And that's what happened here. So by the time I've mostly finished my photography, I have a little bit left to do, but over a 6-year period, I photographed and interviewed 70 American photographers of Jewish ancestry.
If you'd like to hear more from this interview with Penny, just go to thedocumentaryphotographer.net. And if you click on the podcast tab on the menu bar, you'll be able to find all the interviews done so far for the Documentary Photographer podcast.